Welcome to the Torah Timcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Shir HaMa'alos, Perek Kuf Chaf He, Chapter 125. Verse 1 begins, Shir HaMa'alos Habotchim Bashem Kahar Tzion Lo Yimot Lo'olam Yeshev, a song of ascents. Those who trust in Hashem are like the mountain of Tzion that cannot be moved, enduring forever. This chapter of Shir HaMa'alos deals with the power of Bitachon. Habotchim Bashem, those who trust in Hashem, they are like the mountain of Tzion that cannot be moved. A mountain is unmoving, a permanent fixture. We who have faith in Hashem stand on such firm ground, like we're standing on this mountain. We call Hashem our rock, Tzurenu Tzur Chayenu, the rock of our lives, and find faith and security in Hashem as in the strongest rock. The Alshech says, it's not just a mountain, it's the mountain of Tzion. Why? What is the significance of Har Tzion? The Alshech reminds us that these chapters of Shir HaMa'alos are specifically to give comfort and encouragement to those of us in exile, and who after all these years may begin to doubt ourselves, to doubt our identity. We've been waiting so long to come home. Who knows? Are we who we say we are? Can we still be the nation of Hashem? The Alshech talks about Har Tzion. What is the symbolism of comparing us to Har Tzion? And reminds us of the story brought down in Eicha Rabbah, of some sages, Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yehoshua, and Rabbi Akiva. They were going up to Jerusalem. These sages who lived through the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, and now saw it in its ruins. As soon as they were able to see it, they tore their clothes, and then they approached the mountain, and they saw a fox running out of the place that was the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadashim. They all began to cry and noticed that Rabbi Akiva was laughing. They said to him, "We are crying. You're laughing?" He asked them, "Why are you crying?" They answered, "Why shouldn't we cry? This holy area about which it says in Bamidbar, anyone who enters it except the Kohen Gadol on the holiest day, Yom Kippur, will die. And now a fox runs around there? And what's more, we are tragically living the fulfillment of an awful prophecy. Al Har Tzion Sheshamem Shualim Hilchubo. On the desolate Har Tzion, foxes will walk on it. And you ask why we are crying?" Rabbi Akiva answered, "And that is why I am laughing. Hashem promised that the prophecy of Uriah, who predicted this, is eternally linked to the prophecy of Zechariah, who said that the streets of Jerusalem will fill once again with young boys and girls and old men and women. Don't you see, my friends? Now that this prophecy has come true, I have renewed hope in the prophecies of joy of redemption." And they responded, "Akiva nichamtanu, Akiva, you have comforted us." So back to our perek, our chapter. The Alshech says, Har Tzion means the prophecy of Har Tzion, that it will be restored to its former glory. And you, dear exiles, don't doubt either. As sure as the prophecy of Har Tzion will come true, so too will your glory be restored. You are coming home. Rav Hirsch goes further and tells us, "Exiled Jew, do you know who you are? Do you know what you are? You are a living Har Tzion. And just as Tzion was always meant to be a Tzion, a marker of Hashem, a place for people to point to and say, Tzion is the evidence that God exists. Now that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, do you know who is that Tzion? Tzion? It is you, Jewish people, and through your fidelity to Hashem, and as he guards over you, the people of the world will see not only you, but through you will see Hashem. You are Tzion. And as we spoke of last chapter, it is actually our exile story that demonstrates almost more than anything the power of Hashem. The survival of our small, so fragile nation is a miracle and a tzion of Hashem. As much as the splitting of the sea, we are a living Har Tzion. The next verse continues, Yerushalayim harim savivla, v'Hashem savivla amo me'ata ve'ad olam. Jerusalem, hills surround it, and Hashem surrounds his people from now until forever. And so we say, just as Jerusalem is surrounded by mountains, giving it the appearance of a protected city, so is Hashem surrounding his nation, constantly protecting us. And just as to the physical eye, this protection of mountains is clear and obvious, to the spiritual eye, this protection of Hashem, this love and care, is just as obvious. Ki lo yanuach shevet ha-resha agoral ha-tzadikim, lema'an lo yishlechu ha-tzadikim ba'avlasa yidehem. The scepter of the wicked will not rest on the lot of the righteous, so that the righteous will not set their hand to wrongdoing. This difficult time will not last forever. Permit me once again to reference the resurgence of Jewish life in Eastern Europe. There was a girl who, with her father, was escaping from the Holocaust through Moscow. The train system in Moscow was hundreds of miles long. Every time the doors would open in a station in Moscow, her father turned to her and said, "Say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad," which she did. After this repeated itself 5 or 6 times, she finally turned to her father and said, "What are we doing? Why do I need to do this again and again?" His answer was chilling and tragic. With Hitler in Germany and Stalin in Russia, I don't know what the future will be for Jews here in Moscow or anywhere else in the world. Who knows if perhaps this is the last time a Jewish girl will say the words Shema Yisrael in the entire city of Moscow. In this entire country, in the continent of Europe, maybe in the entire world. So say the words, Shema Yisrael. And now, there are now more than 5 Orthodox Jewish schools in Moscow and hundreds, if not thousands of girls in Eastern Europe every day say Shema Yisrael. And millions of Jewish girls say it around the world. Lo yanuach shevet ha-resha agoral ha-tzadikim. Yes, the stick of the evil may fall on the righteous, but not forever. It will not rest there. It will not stay there. The second part of this verse is a little difficult. Leman lo yishlechu ha-tzadikim ba'avlasa yidehem. So that Tzadikim, righteous ones, will not send to evil their hands. Most commentaries explain this phrase to mean, if the evil would go totally unpunished, if their evil would prevail, it would be hard for the righteous to hold on to their faithful ways. Why should they? If crime does pay, if the righteous always suffers. And therefore Hashem never leaves that reality that way. But Rashi explains this differently. This fact that tzaddikim don't send their hands to injustice, this way of the righteous to remain sincere and pure even when life seems unfair and difficult, this is the cause. This is why Hashem will ultimately reward them. And so what follows is a plea to that effect. Heitiva Hashem latovim v'liyisharim v'libosam. Do good, Hashem, to the good and to the upright in their heart. Reward good people, Hashem. V'hamatim akal kolosam, yolichim Hashem es po'alei ha'aven. Shalom al Yisrael. But those in their crookedness act corruptly. Let Hashem make them go the way of evildoers. May it be well with Israel. You are the true judge, Hashem, so restore justice, as we have seen throughout history. Ultimately, evil is its own punishment, and goodness rewards itself, but we want to see it now, please. Rav Hirsch translates these final verses differently. Leman lo yishlechu atzadikim ba'avlasa yidehem. Sending out a hand, according to Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, means raising a hand to fight against injustice. Rav Hirsch explains, Tehillim is telling us, we don't feel the need to fight for our own rights because Hashem is taking care of us. In fact, the commentaries look at the prohibition against taking revenge as a matter of faith as well. It is because we believe that God runs the world, that He will take care of justice and take care of us, that we don't need to take matters into our own hands and fight ourselves. As we conclude each Shmona Esrei that we say, V'lim kalalai nafshi sidom, Hashem, let me be silent against those who curse me. But then we follow with, V'kol ha'choshvim alai l'ra'a mehera ha'fera tasam, v'kalkal machshavtam. All who think evil about me hurry and annul his plans and ruin it. Hashem, we'll listen to you. We will not fight back. We will not lash out and take our own revenge. But Hashem, so you do it for us. And so does this beautiful chapter conclude, as it began with faith, that He will continue to take care of us individually and nationally, for He is our mountain, our rock. So we conclude it with faith in His justice. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmas Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.